On this Tuesday in the Classic Cafe, it is March 14th, and we are continuing in our series of interviews with Rhonda Vincent, the reigning queen of bluegrass. This is leading up to her performance at Knoxville Performing Arts Center on April 1st at 7:30 p.m., brought to you by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. You can buy your tickets online now. Just go to iowabluegrassmusic.com. Good day to you, Rhonda. Great to have you with us here in the Classic Cafe. You've been in the studio putting together a new release with Daryl Singletary, right? Just the last couple of weeks?
For the last several months.
Okay.
At one time I had 8 projects I was working on. One is enough. One is more than you can ever do. I have 8. I wake up going, I don't know which direction to go, because now I've got 3 of them done. I have 5 more projects. One with Daryl, we did a live show at the Ryman Auditorium with the Legends of Bluegrass, Mac Wiseman, who was 91, Jesse McReynolds, who was 87, Bobby Osborne, who was 84, and his brother Sonny came and performed with him and stated that would be their last performance together. It's all on DVD, and I feel a great responsibility to get that right, you know, to get the sequencing and all of the work in the studio right, and so I really have, it's like every waking moment is devoted to getting these projects done.
And you do it so well. You well, manage really well, but I don't know how you do it.
Sometimes it doesn't feel very well. Sometimes it's like, what am I doing? And I've been in the studio, and, you know, I am so lucky. I get to sing with some of the greatest men in country music.
You've been selling out most everywhere you go, so kudos to you, but it's that hard work.
Well, thank you.
I kind of like the night that you and the Rage went into a Casey's and sang your pizza order. That was really pretty funny.
They did not have much of a sense of humor, did they?
No, they just didn't get it. They were kind of just looking at you like, are you going to tell me what you want or not?
Yeah, so. Give me your order and shut up. We've done that. The kids and I, years ago, did that. We drove through a McDonald's or someplace, and we sang our order through the drive-thru. But it's a little different when you're sitting there looking at them face-to-face, and they just like, are you an idiot or what?
Did they get your order right?
We were dedicated, though. It's like, okay, we're only going to sing this. You've got to sing back. And our waiter, when the drive-thru, he finally sang back to us.
Oh, cool. I wish you'd had a recorder going. That would have been fun.
I know.
Okay, that is Rhonda Vincent. Rhonda, thank you for catching up with us today in the Classic Cafe. And keep singing those drive-through menus out there. Keep everybody entertained. You want to tune in next week? We're going to talk about Rhonda Vincent and Dolly Parton. Or is it Dolly Parton and Rhonda Vincent? This is a continuing series with interviews with Rhonda Vincent, the reigning queen of bluegrass. We are airing these interviews on Tuesdays up until her performance at Knoxville Performing Arts Center on April 1st. Find out more by going online to iowabluegrassmusic.com or to rhondavincent.com.